Every day, if not every hour, entrepreneurs are faced with a never-ending array of choices. When a decision needs to be made, you essentially have three options. Yes, no, or I'll think about it. The last option leads directly to Squishyville. It's my strong belief that deciding yes or no moves your business forward at a much faster rate of speed than postponing the decision. Your ability to decide is the ultimate success trigger. As an entrepreneur, your ability to get more comfortable accepting and managing risk and making faster decisions will help you grow a more profitable and successful business in less time. A quick word about the title, Decide, the Ultimate Success Trigger. You know, as you heard me talk about in the preface, I made the decision to write this book while relaxing on my boat last September after my Dream Business Academy in Philadelphia. My first thoughts, based on the input from the attendees of Dream Business Academy, were that this was not going to be another mindset book. I didn't necessarily disagree with the importance of mindset. However, there were and are already a plethora of books on success and entrepreneurial mindset, from the granddaddy of them all, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, to countless other books with futuristic-looking pictures of the human brain with firing synapses on the cover. There's no shortage of mindset books. My goal was not to be another mindset book and get caught in the clutter and noise of that already crowded arena. One of the marketing strategies that I teach my coaching clients is the importance of niching yourself and how to stand for something different and unique so you can stand out from the competition. So as I sat on my boat, resting from my recent event, I reflected on my presentation, Success, Mindset, and Money, and I tried to decipher what was the most powerful message that I shared during that module. You know, honestly, I talked about money, I talked about my early struggles with debt, I talked about the countless challenges that entrepreneurs face, and I also thought about what makes highly successful entrepreneurs just that. Highly successful. And you know, that's when it hit me. Highly successful entrepreneurs have an uncanny ability to see opportunity, to assess a situation, to quickly and deliberately consider the pros and cons, and then decide and move forward to act one way or the other. And that is how they build greater momentum and move their business forward, ultimately building their dream business. You know, a quick word before I move forward. What is a dream business? Because you're going to hear me talk about that a lot. I'm sure your definition might be different than mine, but when I refer to creating a dream business as I work with my coach and clients, this is my definition. A dream business continues to grow even during a crappy economy. It has multiple streams of revenue. A dream business becomes an asset for worry-free retirement. A dream business is always firing on all cylinders. A dream business is fun to operate, and it provides the lifestyle you want. A dream business allows you to give back and make a difference in the lives of others. And finally, a dream business can make your dreams come true. You know, the ability to decide in large part comes from confidence, and confidence comes from success and being in action. Before success, confidence happens when you first decide that enough is enough. It's that moment when you say to yourself, perhaps at 3 a.m. in the morning when you're lying in bed, it's dark, your eyes are wide open, and you're wondering, just how in the world am I going to make payroll this week? Or how in the world am I going to even pay myself this month? Or maybe you're wondering how to invest even more of my savings, or perhaps borrow from someone, anyone, even a credit card. How am I going to keep my dream alive just one more week? There's a point for most entrepreneurs when the success that they want seems to be eluding them. They finally look themselves in the mirror and get real about why they are not taking action, why they're not doing what they know they need to do to grow their dream business. My great friend, Melanie Benson-Strick, known as America's Small Business Optimizer, says, "Far too many entrepreneurs are the impediment to their own success." This is true, and Melanie, who happens to be my personal mindset coach, kicked me in the butt many years ago to start doing what I know needed to be done to achieve higher levels of success, and for that, I am forever grateful to Melanie. You know, with her help, I finally decided that it was my time. And if I stepped up my game and decided that I would be bold, I would think big, I would act big, I would make tough choices that needed to be made, I too could become the success that I knew I could and wanted to be. Doing what needs to be done means different things to different people. However, having coached many entrepreneurs, one of the common places where struggling entrepreneurs get hung up revolves around money and the willingness to put their mouth where their money is. But Coach Melanie says not willing to do some of the things successful people do and expect somehow that you're going to achieve the same high levels of success anyway is simply not reality. What are you talking about, Jim? Well, I'm going to get very transparent with you and share some of the things I knew I needed to be doing in my business, yet I held back. In effect, I decided to think about it and perhaps do these things later. Of course, I know that just put me further into Squishyville, where nothing happens and opportunities go to die. Here are some of the things that I was not ready to do. Some of the areas that I was not willing to invest in early in my business, and I'm here to tell you, I look back with hindsight and ultra clarity, they definitely slowed me down. Here's some of what I'm talking about. Speak to groups of people, become a speaker, write a book, become an author, create videos, do video marketing, start a podcast, invest and hire a coach, join a mastermind program. Host your own event or live seminar. Folks, I knew all of these things would help me grow my business, yet I was bound and determined to become a success without doing them because, frankly, they scared the hell out of me. Eventually, I had the 3 a.m. moment, and I decided that I was no longer willing to be the impediment to my own success. I decided to man up. I finally decided that slow to no growth is no longer an acceptable option for me. And by this is an expression I use often. I display it on a big poster in my Dream Business Academy. Slow to no growth was no longer an acceptable option for me, and I decided to go all in and do what needed to be done to grow my dream business and finally live the lifestyle that I wanted and deserved. Have you had a 3 a.m. moment? Perhaps you've had many 3 a.m. moments. I want to encourage you to decide right now, this very minute, decide that slow to no growth is no longer an acceptable option for your business. I want to finish telling you about the title of this book and this chapter, which is highly instructive from a marketing perspective. And I told you I was going to be transparent. So the word decide, this is unquestionably something that triggers higher levels of success for some entrepreneurs while others simply struggle to even break six figures. It is the ability to decide. When faced with a challenge, a situation, opportunity, or anything else that requires a commitment to do one thing or the other, when a decision needs to be made, some entrepreneurs freeze or they simply postpone the decision to a later date, kind of put it on the old back burner. The reverse is also true. Some immediately step up to the plate and decide yes or no, but never maybe. Being indecisive will slow you down. It's like tying an anchor around your waist, or, you know, actually in terminology that I prefer, it's like trying to get your boat up on plane while dragging your anchor. That's the side part. Now, the ultimate success trigger. Having the ability to quickly size up a situation, an opportunity, a challenge, and make a decision to decide is what I know is the ultimate success trigger. Looking back on the last 13 years as an entrepreneur and a business owner, my ability to be comfortable making thousands of decisions, sometimes in rapid succession, has unquestionably given me the ability to create my dream business and enjoy the lifestyle and success that comes with it. While many decisions were made in my first years in business, I actually recall a really, really big decision that happened in 2006. After starting my first business in October 2001, 5 years later, I had grown it to multiple six figures. I was doing okay financially, even starting to pay down some of my early debt. However, I struggled to live the lifestyle I wanted because, candidly, I was tied to my own business. No, sure, I was the founder and president of my own corporation, but besides the title on my business card, I was simply the sole employee of a company that I happened to own. I did everything. Can you relate? Maybe you're there now. In 2006, I realized that I had options, and as scary as the decision was, I did in fact decide to start over again. Today, I run several successful six-figure businesses, some multiple six-figure businesses, and the advice, wisdom, and information that I'm going to share with you throughout this book will absolutely help you grow your dream business too. This book will help you get more comfortable with the power to decide and avoid Squishyville. Our journey towards the ultimate success trigger and your dream business begins with an explanation. Where is Squishyville, Jim? As I said, when faced with the need to make a decision, there are essentially three options: yes, no, or I'll think about it. I contend in my most strongest terms possible that yes or no are your two best choices. The last option, it paves the way to Squishyville. Even if time later proves that you made a wrong decision, you can always take corrective action and keep moving forward. Forward progress and momentum is your goal. Indecision leads to paralysis. Indecision leads right to Squishyville. Remember, success is not a straight line. Success is perhaps the most crooked line that you'll ever find. However, when you decide not to say yes or no and instead I'll think it over, you go directly to Squishyville and nothing ever happens there. Squishyville, as I said, it's another name for the old back burner, but the end result is the same. It's a place where opportunities and growth is slowed. It's a place where opportunities grow to die. Even with the best of intentions to revisit some opportunities later, once you decide not to decide, life takes over, and 99% of the good opportunities that you once had are long gone. Now, you may think that choosing not to decide is a decision, and perhaps it is. It's just not a very good one. In addition to my own experience and sharing the decisions I've made, you're going to benefit from the amazing wisdom, knowledge, and expertise that I've learned working with someone who I truly believe to be the best entrepreneurial mindset coach in the business, my good friend and my personal mindset coach, Melanie Benson Strick. Melanie is known as America's leading small business optimizer for a reason. She has been blessed with an amazing gift to see and quickly ascertain what's wrong up there in the old entrepreneurial brain box and then fix it. Melanie helps successful entrepreneurs up-level their games. I had the pleasure of interviewing Melanie many times for the members of No Hassle Newsletters, No Hassle Social Media, my own coaching clients, and on my weekly podcast, Stick Like Glue Radio. Melanie and I share a love for helping other entrepreneurs achieve higher levels of success. And knowing how important the topic is, when I approached Melanie and told her about the book, she graciously gave me permission to use any and all material that I have gleaned from our years working together, both from the interviews and from the work that we've done together working on me. I'll be including Melanie's insights throughout the work of this book, Decide. Additionally, I have interviewed a number of entrepreneurs, members of my own Dream Business Mastermind and Coaching Program, about some of the key topics in this book, and I'm also including their thoughts as well. I want to tell you that as much as I think you'll glean from what I share with you and what Melanie will share with you, as a learner myself, I always appreciate hearing from a wide variety of entrepreneurs just to really drive the point home. And that's why I've interviewed so many people in this book. And by the way, the complete bios for the amazing entrepreneurs that I've interviewed are featured in the back of the book. A quick note of warning, kind of a disclaimer, some small print, if you will. I will be talking some of the financial decisions that I made early in my business. I want you to know that I am not a financial advisor and honestly have very limited expertise in this area of business. For financial decisions, you might read books by Dave Ramsey or Susie Orman or consult your own CPA. I've read several of both of their books, and I enjoy their advice and wisdom on financial matters. I also have my own very good CPA. So I want to be clear with you that some of the choices I made are actually against what some of the experts advise. I share my story and the decisions that I made in several and really some great personal detail for two reasons. First, not every situation you face will be a by-the-numbers, clear-cut choice. Sometimes you have to rely on your gut and what your heart is telling you to do. Second, while the decisions I made may not be what's best for you and your business, I urge you to focus more and learn from the decisions I made and why I made them. In fact, the biggest lesson to be learned is that I did, in fact, make tough decisions, tough choices. I invested in my future success, and I have ultimately prospered as a result. To be sure, I have become very comfortable making fast decisions and benefiting from and adapting to the results of these decisions. This book is not simply about making decisions, however. I'm going to share a lot about the types of decisions that you'll face in this book, but in a very personal way, I'm going to also pull back the curtain on my business, myself as a person, and an entrepreneur, and talk about some of the struggles that I faced in my business. This was not easy to do, and here's a small sample of what lies ahead. I'm going to be talking about the imposter syndrome, how to get comfortable with and attract more money, entrepreneur versus small business owner, which one you are and which one you should be. We're going to talk about how to handle the ever-present entrepreneurial head trash, how to become immune to criticism. Do you have the right to be successful? I'm going to talk about 5 habits of highly successful entrepreneurs and why it's okay that you're different from your friends. We're going to talk about how to know when you're really successful, why fear is preventing you from success. We're also going to talk about the truth about money and debt, how successful people think differently, and many other topics. So if you're ready, this is the first chapter. And I want to share with you, by the way, I often share the first chapter of my books on my websites, you know, with people that come visit me. And I wrote this first chapter of Decide with a kind of in-your-face tone for a specific reason. It's because that's what this book is all about. This book is not a feel-good book with quotes from millionaires and billionaires. You know, if you're still with me, if you're still ready to be uncomfortable, if you're still ready to create your dream business, I urge you to keep listening. Keep reading, keep listening to this book. Building a dream business is a lot of work, and it requires a level of intensity and commitment and perseverance that, simply put, most do not possess. And that's why the statistics are what they are, folks. Half of all small businesses started will fail in the first 5 years, and 80% will fail by year 5. Many will cite running out of money as the chief reason they failed. Now, I believe this is true. Yes, they ran out of money, but I also believe they likely ran out of guts and courage and the determination to make the tough choices and to keep investing in the future business that they wanted to have. If there was an autopsy done on failing businesses, I'm willing to bet that many failed because the owner never had that 3 a.m. holy crap moment. And while many likely had sleepless nights and the desire to be successful, they never got to the point where they actually decided to stop being the impediment to their own success. They never decided to cast their egos aside, to man up and do what's necessary to become a success. As I said, I wrote this chapter with an in-your-face tone for a reason. Decide is about facing reality and doing what needs to be done to create your dream business. If you're ready to go all in, then let's advance to chapter 2 and let's get started.